Thank you. What is this even for?
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you so much for supporting CITR.
Greetings, mortals. You are listening to the Solar Ship Enterprise on CITR 101.9 FM with your hosts, Rob and Chint.
All right, you're back on CITR
101.9.
It's been a while.
Yeah, reunion show.
Yeah, I haven't been on the air in a while. Yeah. Chris has been holding it down, but it's very nice to be back in the studio playing soul music on the Soul Ship Enterprise. You just heard the Budos Band with Chicago Falcon, some cool kind of instrumental funk stuff. And we have a great show for you today, so thanks for listening. I've got some cool tunes that I found that I'm excited to share with everyone. This next song we're going to play is a James Brown song. And normally when you think James Brown, you think like, I don't know, the classic kind of shouting, yeah, funky drummer, soul power, soul power, yeah, soul power, soul power. But the guy actually had an amazing voice overall, he sung some like ballads which aren't as well known. So I'm going to play one of those right now. This one's called Forever Suffering, and it's a really cool song, and I hope you enjoy.
Ain't nobody home with us. Ain't nobody home. Ain't nobody home. Ain't nobody home. Ain't nobody home but us. Daddy's gone and left us all alone. Oh, ain't nobody home. Ain't nobody home. Me and the kids, yeah, all alone. I heard her say, ain't nobody home. I made a change for the kids' sake. Oh, tell me how long, how long do I have to suffer? How long do I suffer for one mistake? So tell me.
All right. You just heard James Brown with Forever Suffering. Pretty interesting tune, I think. Yeah, if you heard that, you probably, most people wouldn't think that's a James Brown song.
Yeah, surprising. Super mellow.
Yeah, get up in that mic, Chris. Let everyone, let all the many thousands of viewers and listeners.
People watching us
on the spy cameras in the corner.
Yeah.
Let them hear your beautiful voice.
Yeah,
there we go. Yeah, hope everyone's having a good evening.
Indeed.
Not getting killed by papers and exams like I am.
Yep.
But yeah, we're going to play some more music for you. I've been gone the last couple of weeks on the show. We do it every week, but Chris has been holding down the fort the last couple of weeks because I had a gig. Had a couple gigs, and then last weekend I went to go see Tower of Power with my friend Ori at the River Rock. It was pretty hilarious. The average age there was probably like 65, and those guys have been playing for 43 years now, they said, which is crazy. Like, they're literally from the 70s, so it's amazing that they're still around. So of course I'm gonna play some Tower of Power for you guys. This is Don't Change Horses in the Middle of a Stream.
Five long years we have been together. Your love and understanding has brought us through stormy weather. I must admit, girl, I haven't always been good, but you stuck by me just like you said you would. Hey, I know that enough is enough, but you shouldn't be talking about giving it up. Turning loose might be right, it seems. The wrong decision will spoil all our dreams. If you don't want to spoil our secret dreams, don't change horses in the middle of a stream. I thought I had to do, and if I hurt you, baby, I'll make it up to you. I can't say I haven't done any wrong. Let him without sin cast the first stone. Hey, I know that enough is enough, but you shouldn't be talking about giving it up. Turning loose might be seems. The wrong decision will spoil all our dreams. If you don't want to spoil our secret dreams, don't change horses in the middle of a stream. Get it.
in the middle of a stream. Giddy up, giddy up.
Alright, that was Tower of Power with Don't Change Horses in the Middle of a Stream. Saw them last week at the luxurious River Rock Hotel Casino Theater. It was a great show, actually. They rocked. It's amazing considering like half of them can't even move anymore. Like Doc, he can barely walk. He's got such a big gut. But yeah, they're a killer band. It was lots of fun. Yeah, it sounds like fun. Yeah, it was fun. What are you up to these days, Chris?
School.
Getting you down.
School's bringing me down a little bit, but yeah. What are you gonna do?
Well, actually, I have a song that I'm gonna dedicate to you.
Oh.
And also to any other of the kids out there struggling with the solder life, with
or any other.
No, but this one specifically for solder okay. kids. This one's called Wizard of Finance.
Oh, lovely.
Thank you.
You just heard Wizard of Finance by Parliament off the album Funktelecki versus the Placebo State. Classic funk music. Parliament, of course, is like Parliament Funkadelic, George Clinton's band from the 70s.
Pretty monumental.
80s. Pretty monumental.
Totally.
Good quote, Chris Huntrell.
Thank you.
Very monumental. But yeah, we have some more cool stuff. I think you're going to like this, actually, Chris.
Oh,
it's probably my new favorite band that I discovered like a couple weeks ago. They're called Heavy. And yeah, see if this sounds, I don't know, I think you're going to recognize it maybe, or it's going to sound a bit familiar. So anyway, pretty cool stuff. This is Heavy with
He
or She Who Knows.
To know my On Thursday, April 3rd, the Craft Brewery Steam Whistle's unsigned indie music series returns to Vancouver. This year, Redbird, Rolla Oak, and J.P. Maurice will take the stage at the Biltmore Cabaret.
She pulled me apart right from the beginning.
Tickets are only $5 at the door, with 100% of the proceeds going back to the community through Music Heals. For more information, check out Steam Whistle's unsigned indie music series on Facebook.
All right. So you just heard Heavy.
Heavy.
With He or She, who knows, First Sessions. So I mentioned earlier that that might sound a bit familiar to anyone out there who enjoys the Robert Glasper experiment. Because that is actually the band of Casey Benjamin, who plays the vocoder and the sax in Robert Glasper's band. And he has a band where he does like all the instruments. He's playing everything. He's playing bass and drums, I think. And together with some female vocalists, they have an album called First Sessions, which is fantastic. It's like, yeah, I haven't been able to stop listening to it. Really cool, like groovy R&B stuff.
Yeah.
So that's awesome. So, what are we playing now?
Well, next up we have some more Glasper, featuring Norah Jones off of their new album Black Radio 2. Right. The song is called Let It Ride.
Let It Ride. That sounds like, that's definitely a rap song.
No. It's Norah Jones.
All right. Let It Ride on CITR 101.9.
I've never been a gambler.
Robert Glasper.
Robert Glasper featuring Norah Jones with another really cool song. Glasper never really disappoints, always good stuff.
No.
We were just talking about how, it's got a pretty interesting rhythm.
Yeah.
I think it was in there was a section there that was in 9 or something. It's tough to count. So if you're into that kind of thing, those polyrhythms, you will love this next song, which is actually probably, we're big fans of Snarky Puppy around here.
Mm-hmm.
You guys should be too if you haven't checked them out yet. Well, then just listen to this song, Lingus, off their new album, and it's probably the most impressive Snarky Puppy's song to date. It's a long one. It's 10 minutes, and around the 5-minute mark, there's just a ridiculous beat, and seven. Just try to click along to it or count it. And then there's just a disgusting synth solo for 3 minutes, and then the horns come in with one of the craziest horn lines I've heard. So awesome song, Lingus, Snarky Puppy. Enjoy. I always try studying to the song, because the beginning is very relaxing and kind of melodic, and then at the end I'm just headbanging. It's anyway, you'll see what I'm talking about in a second. Snarky Puppy, CITR 101.9. We'll be right back. All right. Fuck.
That was nuts.
It's insane. That was Lingus, Snarky Puppy, We Like It Here. Highly recommended album. You guys should definitely check it out. That's just pure madness.
Yeah, totally.
I didn't think that could get any cooler until the horns hit. It's pretty ridiculous how good that band is, just in terms of like sheer musical ability. Those guys are amazing and awesome, awesome guys too. So what they do, which is kind of interesting, is they do all their recordings in like a live. They do studio albums, but they're like live studio audiences. So they feel like it kind of replicates. It's like a live performance. They just run their whole album basically there with an in-studio audience, so you can sit in on it, and everyone has headphones, and everyone's listening to like a live mix. It's pretty cool. Mm. I don't think anyone else is really doing that right now. Yeah. But Snarky Puppy.
Snarky Puppy.
I don't know what's going on today. Yeah. I've got like some kind of dyslexia going. But anyway.
Yeah, next up we have the Soul Jazz Orchestra with One Life to Live.
Good old Canadian Afro-funk band. Yeah,
from Ottawa.
From Ottawa. I've seen them before. They're awesome. Anyway.
Dope.
What's the song?
One Life to Live off of Inner Fire.
One Life.
Yeah.
And we are back. That was the Soul Jazz Orchestra with One Life to Live.
Yeah, brand new album.
Yeah, released last month.
Cool.
Next up, we have a song that's a little reminiscent of Superbad. I believe Michael Cera was named, or someone said that he had the voice of an angel as he was singing this song. So here is...
Is this our last song, Chris?
I guess so. Yeah.
How long is it?
3 minutes and 53 seconds. Play two?
Play two.
Okay. Sure. Actually, let's just play Little Dragon then.
Okay.
So, JK. next up is Little Dragon with Constant Surprises. They're a pretty cool band. Enjoy.
This guy, and he was not so shy, and not that kind. We spoke, and suddenly I could read his mind. You think it's bad, but I don't fool myself. You think it's odd, 'cause in my life, things are built on the build on the build on.
Thank you.
And that was Little Dragon with Constant Surprises playing off my laptop. To end us off, we have some jazz for you. Oscar Peterson with Honey Dripper off of his album The Night Train. And then we have Casey from A Deeper Reverb. So be sure to stay tuned.
Yeah, thanks for listening, everyone. Rob and Chris signing out on the Soulship Enterprise.
See you later.